Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello and welcome to the 909 podcast. It is episode 115 of the 909 podcast. It is myself, 909. I said 909 three times there. And my presenter, co-presenter, Andrea Cleary.
Hello.
Happy Listmas.
Happy Listmas.
Andrea is wearing a Christmas hat.
I am wearing a holiday hat. Yes.
Looking very festive. Thank you. A Santa hat, you might call it too.
A Santa hat.
You're allowed to call
it that. I think so. I think Santa wears this hat.
Listen, nice. I watched Elf last night. I'm like a Christmas film. So.
Oh, you're going right in.
Yeah, I put up my tree already. I'm in it.
I put my tree up for the toy show. That's my tradition every year. And I have to say, this year my tree is looking good. Last year was a little bit sad. It was kind of a sad tree. This year, excellent tree. Brilliant. So absolutely delighted with that.
Yeah, I had slight anxiety about getting the right tree and trying to make it fit and being too small or too big.
Do you get a real tree?
I got one. Yes, I do. Okay. Yes.
You must have
floorboards. I got a potted one this year. So that was interesting.
Apparently, if you draw a picture of a Christmas tree, you draw a little pot.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Nice. So I have it in a barrel. So it's very exciting. This is very riveting conversation. We are going to be talking about the best songs of 2020.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be talking about. The best songs of 2020. It is list season. It is Listmas. Mm. So for the next 3 weeks, all we'll be doing is talking about best of the year. And I probably say this every year, but it's worth repeating for me anyway. You know, the sheer volume of music that's released every year means that when December rolls around, I actually have some strong relief that just gives me time to be like, right, it's okay, Niall. You can go and you can check out from the new music stuff in December for a bit and just go back and listen to all those stuff you didn't get a chance to maybe give a second listen to, or maybe you didn't even get a chance to give a first listen to. Mm. Or maybe, the thing I love about lists is that every year you hear stuff that maybe you didn't hear in the first place and you're like, this is great because... Yeah. You know, you're discovering new music in a way that, you know, you weren't for the last 11 months, maybe. Because you just start to see things and you start to hear things and then you get this nice buzz.
Yeah.
So that's what I look forward to.
I find Listmas, I think I talked about this last year. I find Listmas really stressful because I sort of try to playlist my whole life. I get really hung up on the 10 songs that I choose somehow, like, defining my year or defining all the different parts of my year. So this year I just tried to take the pressure off myself and just pick 10 songs that I think represent my year well. I don't think they're necessarily my like the 10 songs that I think are like the best songs that were released this year, but they're my favorite 10 songs, or the 10 songs that I think meant a lot to me this year.
Yeah.
That's,
and I
all
think that's
I
something
do.
We should all, that every writer should really be advocating for. Yeah. And that's why, you know, the more people you get involved in a list, the less likely it's going to look more individual or more interesting.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the middle ground of everyone's taste is the thing that is most palatable to people.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just shore off the things that maybe are a bit more interesting and smaller and maybe of a niche or quality, or maybe of a niche or interest.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I've always done that. That's always been like, I've never, like the end of year lists for on the site are always just about like, what is my favorite songs? What are the ones that have moved me the most? You know, and you can feel pressure to like put certain albums on because you're like, oh, everyone's talking about how great this one is.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to be true to yourself.
Exactly. We should explain the format for our listeners. So Niall and I both chose 10 songs completely separate to each other. We actually only saw each other's lists this morning or about half an hour ago. And they're not counting down in order. They're just a selection of 10 songs each. And we'll be presenting one each in a kind of a what's this back and forth. I'm making a motion in a kind of a back and forth manner.
I did have two cups of coffee already, but I can't fathom the words to describe the ping pong back and forth dueling nature of this tune list.
Yeah.
What?
Just going to be... okay, we're going to do it, Niall. Let's get our heads in the game and our hearts in the songs.
Right. Okay, I will start with my first song of 2020. Will I play it first and then come back and talk about it?
Yeah.
Or will we discuss it
first? No, okay. Play it first.
Okay, I'll play it first. This is my first track of my 10 from Songs of 2020. This is from Dua Lipa. It is called Cool. Okay, that was Dua Lipa. Song was called Cool. I think 2020, obviously, for obvious reasons, was one of those years where, you know, you got to lean into something that, you know, maybe wasn't the regular. Maybe I found myself listening to a lot of older music this year, like a lot of people. But also, I listened to a lot of immediate music that gave me immediate a hit, a joy. Wasn't a sugary rush I was looking for, but it was something I was looking for the immediacy. Since March, when we haven't been able to go to clubs or dance or any DJ or anything like that, there's certainly been an element of yearning for me, of wanting to be in a place where people are congregating and dancing and in darkness and with lights. But as well as that, you know, I listened to Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa an awful lot this year. It was easily one of my albums of the year, and we'll talk about that more next week. But it is a great record. It is a disco and dance tinge pop record that just has loads of great songs on it, and just two that aren't great out of like 10 or 11. And in the uncertainty of 2020, especially when we were going through the first lockdown and this arrived at the end of March, it gave me a lot of joy. It gave me a lot of escapism. And it gave me a lot of melodies that just repeated in my head that, you know, I would go back to a lot. And it was really nice just to have something like this that was just like great pop songs, kind of made you think about the future in a way that like eventually you'll look forward to this and you'll have something to look forward to again. And but you can also enjoy these at the same time. Cool is kind of like a indicative. I could have picked any song off this album, really. There's like six or seven I could have picked. It's a perfect pop song for me in many ways. It's like her voice has a lovely kind of yearning, stretching quality to it in when she sings, especially in the chorus and the little vocal ad-libs where she's like singing hey and aha and woo. It's kind of, it's got that lovely texture to it, and the synths give it a real crystalline feel. It's got lovely space in it. It's kind of like, I mean, like the title of the album, Future Nostalgia, it's got kind of got that retro futuristic synth thing going on as well. But it's just, ultimately, it's just superb pop music, and it's something I went back to again and again. It was Stuart Price from the Rhythm Digitals, one of three producers who was listed on this, so kind of somebody who's very, very familiar with making really good dance music in the past, having worked with Madonna and on his own as well, and many other people. But yeah, I just think that this song is of a pedigree this year that it's exactly what I wanted when I needed something, some stability, and I wanted something to make me feel good. Dua Lipa's Cool and the album Future Nostalgia was there.
Awesome. My first song, we need to go all the way back to January 2020, if you can imagine such a thing. And it is Mac Miller's Good News from the album Circles.
Spent the whole day in my head. Do a little spring cleaning. I'm always too busy dreaming. Well, maybe I should wake up instead. A lot of things I regret, but I just say I forget. Why can't it just be easy? Why does everybody need me to stay? Oh, I hate the feeling. When you're high, but you're underneath the ceiling. Got the cards in my hand, I hate dealing. Yeah. Get everything I need and I'm gone. But it ain't stealing. Can I get a break? I wish that I could just get out my goddamn way. What is it to say? There ain't a better time than today. Trying to figure everything out, and all I do is say sorry. Half the time I don't even know what I'm saying it about. Good news, good news, good news, that's all they wanna hear. No, they don't like you when I'm down. So different. What's the difference? When it ain't that bad, it could always be worse. I'm running out of gas.
So, a warning to listeners, this is probably one of the more upbeat songs that I chose. I mean, God, January. I remember this was the first album that we reviewed this year. And I said at the time that I think, I mean, this came out on like January 7th or something, really, really early in the year. And I remember saying at the time that I think Good News will be one of my songs of the year. And it 100% has remained so. It kind of kicked the year off for me really well. I was really tired after Listmas last year. I was also a judge in the Choice Prize. So there was a lot of music listening and music criticism going on over the kind of Christmas period. And I just came to January so exhausted and so exhausted of listening to music. And I remember hearing this song and it just being one of those songs that lifted me back out of that and kind of made me kind of excited about new music again. This is from his sixth studio album. It was written and produced by Mac Miller and John Bryan, and it was released posthumously. So, you know, we can't ignore the fact that it was a posthumous release. And I think at the time you and I had some interesting conversations around how that kind of forms your opinion on a work. And how it's kind of, it's its own thing. It's kind of in its own, its own box, and you kind of bring your own criticisms to it that way. And especially when it's work that's kind of underscored by mental health struggles and troubles and things like that. But regardless, this is a really beautiful song that I think highlights both the downs and the ups, which is, I think, something that we can all kind of appreciate this year. That there are decisions that if you catch them at the right time can kind of change your mood from dark to light, even if it's just for like a morning or a day. And I used the song to pick me up like a lot this year. I wasn't quite able for the like full on bombast of pop music, but this was, with the exception of one other song on this list, maybe as far as I would go into that. And I think it just, it's a defining mood for 2020, this song, just finding hope when there isn't really any, a very, very somber undertone. And it came in January. It came so early in the year, and it meant I got to spend so much time with this song and use it when I really needed it. And I'm very, very grateful that it came out early this year, because I think it, had it come out during the pandemic, it would have broke me entirely. So I'm glad I got a bit of time.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah,
it did come at the right time, because you were like, I'm mostly prepared for this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited about music. Here we go. Let's get into it. If this had came in April, I think I wouldn't have been able to listen to it. It would have been entirely too much for me. So yeah.
Okay, well, there's a rare example of it. January can be a good time for releases when you do hear stuff that you really like, because, you know, it does set the mood for the year ahead, even though no one could have predicted what was going to happen this year. For my second choice, I'm going for the upbeat stuff first, it seems.
Cool.
This is a song from S.G. Lewis, and featuring Robin and Channel Trey, and it's called Impact. And we're going back to the club yet again.
I felt your impact. Eyes closed while I ride the wave. You love it. I'm in the haze. 30,000 feet, no sleep. I've been trapped for days. Yeah. Your impact. Still won't help. I should have tried that. Now shit just fails. I have to talk to God. Shit. What I do, gon' make my bed. So I pillow while I lay my head. You know? I put my guard up on you. Girl, you better quit. I put my guard up on you. Hit you with the stiff. I put my guard up on you. You know that I'm the shit. So go drink all up on me. You know I'm with the shit.
That was S.G. Lewis and Robin and Channel Trey in a song called Impact. I've just popped a Baraka and I'm ready to go. So funny.
I feel that. I feel that energy in the room.
Yeah, well, the song
it.
Gives me that, all right, for sure. It is one of those songs that just, you know, I was just like, oh, I'd love to be in a place that I could just hear that and a DJ dropping it and everyone going nuts, you know what I mean? It was definitely a bit of that. But following a true line from the Dua Lipa album, another person that produced the song on Dua Lipa's album is S.G. Lewis, who produced the song Hallucinate. So this is his own stuff. He has a new album coming out in 2021. And I was really, I think before this, S.G. Lewis to me was kind of just this, I don't know, UK kind of pop dance, like R&B artist in my head. I don't know if I'd ever really probably consciously copped what it was. I think I've definitely heard some of his music before, but this was the kind of thing that just really like hit me straight away. I was like, whoa, where did this come from? And then I was just like, I'm so delighted for him. Just I don't even know any about him. I was just like, imagine getting Robin on your song. I was just like, that's so class. And he was like, oh, do you know what would work really well on this Robin? And then she comes in and just like, obviously it's Robin, so she nails it. I love the kind of like that electro synth line that's kind of going through it. Really, it's something that obviously moves me a lot. It's very much a song that is elevated by its sound design as well. There's lots of whooshing and whirring space disco noises, which is something I obviously love. And it really adds to the song and the interplay between the contrast between Channel Trey's like spoken word and then Robin's magnetic kind of hook as well is something that I always go back to, and I love the way it kind of repeats on itself when she's like an echo when she's singing it. And if it wasn't clear from 2018's Honey that whether we were going to get another Robin banger again, it was just nice to hear this. It was just like, this is exactly what I was kind of hoping would be on Honey at the start before it came out, you know. So I think I feel very happy that we got to have a Robin banger in 2020, even though it wasn't her own song. So that's SG Lewis, yeah. Impact, featuring Robin and Channel Trey. Okay, Andrea, what's your next choice?
My next choice is a song called Tried to Tell You by The Weather Station, who is Tamara Lindemann. It's from an upcoming album called New Ignorance that'll be out in March 2021. Even just listening to that here, I'm like, oh, feelings. It's such a good song. It's such a well-rendered tune. So I wasn't familiar with The Weather Station until just a couple of months ago. I think Laura Snapes, who's the deputy music editor of The Guardian, tweeted out this song with some of the lyrics that she really liked. And I read the lyrics and I was like, oh, this looks like my kind of thing. I clicked into it and was just blown away by the fact that I'd never heard of this person before. And yeah, from what I've gathered from listening through a couple of her albums on Spotify, her previous albums have been kind of more acoustic folk focused. And I think this might be something of a departure.
Yeah, into 2011's a more full album. Sound. What was it called? All But Was Mine. That was the one I remember. That was a brilliant record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoy listening to her other albums, but I think this is kind of going more down the route of like maybe a Sharon Van Etten sound, just a bit fuller, some gorgeous strings in there, some lovely synth. And I think a lot of my picks in this list this year kind of hit me with their melodies. And I think the melody in this song is extremely strong. But at the same time, it's a gorgeously soft song, and I think it adds up to so much more than the sum of its parts. Like the lyrics, the arrangement, her voice, the mixing, everything here serves a purpose. There's nothing superfluous in it, and I just think it's an excellently written and developed song.
Lovely, cool. And so there's an album out next year.
Yes, March 2021, called New Ignorance.
Great. Okay. My next choice is an artist that we've had on our podcast as part of a long conversation in a hotel room. The only time we actually got to chat to people in real life.
That was the best day. That was one of the highlights of my year. Maybe the highlight of my year was this day.
Yeah, we had a lovely long chat with Denise Gila and Merle and God knows in a hotel room in Dublin when it was safe to do so earlier this year. And so one of the songs I picked for my songs of the year is On Show by Denise Gila.
If you're looking for your black James Bond on show, Spice Box Taxi by The Central on show, Sailor Moon remixed by Fela, say moi. A queen, I'm a pharaoh, sha. Your black James Bond, on sha. Spice Box Taxi by The Centra, on sha. Sailor Moon remixed by Fela, say moi. I am not a queen, I'm a pharaoh. Call CNN, NBC, Sky News, someone call the BBC. Everything's feeling CCTV, but don't watch, I'll give you something to see. Keep your gurus, I am not afraid of your juju. Can't touch my Shaka Zulu, my little brother could sue you. 2 good minutes and a little Google search. Realize that I'm woke, but I'll take a nice nap. Don't sleep on me, but I bite back. Fun as an axe, I don't lack in good advice. Even my vices can't hold me back. I've done all the side quests, all the sound checks. Vision is high res, racking up mileage. Everything I said, I still stand by. I don't know, I don't stand by. Check myself, I've gotta get my mind right. Can't be looking like dial-up, I'm Wi-Fi. Won't stay courtside, won't make a cosign. Pen is a gold mine, I am not inclined to stop now that I've started. Backtrack, sidestep, or half-hearted. Couldn't predict this if you natal chart it. Can't navigate my stars and no one can par it. I'm your black James Bond on sha. Spice Box Taxi by The Centra on sha. Sailor Moon remixed by Fela, say moi. I am not a queen, I'm a pharaoh, sha. Your black James Bond on sha.
Your black James Bond on sha. Spice Box Taxi by The Centra. That is Denise Gila. The song is called On Sha. That's from her Go Bravely mixtape. Gila was the song that was Denise's calling card this year in many ways. It was a song that did really well in terms of streaming and on the radio, surprisingly, to her surprise. If you go back and listen to it, talks about how, you know, a song about her own second name, while it does follow a lineage of songs about you know, affirming your name, it does wasn't something she expected to take off.
I think I heard it on a Little Woods ad.
Yeah, it was on a Little Woods. It's on a Little Woods ad at the moment as well.
Yeah.
So that was the one that kind of, for anyone who wasn't already paying attention after last year, you know, really established her as an artist. And then, obviously, you can't really talk about 2020 in terms of gigs without talking about other voices and Courage and Denise's performance from the National Gallery of Ireland, which, Andrea, you wrote a very brilliant piece about, which I would recommend you all go and read. And that's all you need to know about that. So go and read that and you'll be well-versed in what's going on. But yeah, I think this was just a song that, after the mixtape came out, was the one that I came back to, and just that like call and response thing, it was just, I love that, your black James Bond, and then the Spice Box Taxi by The Centra is so perfectly Irish. And and then obviously she talks about side quests and stuff like that as well, and then Sailor Moon remixed by Fela. I love that she's bringing all her pop culture influences into that. And just,
and if anybody doesn't know, Denise Gila is an absolute nerd.
Yeah. So yes,
she's got her cred, like she knows her shit when it comes to that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So certainly one of the artists this year that has left a big impact in a year where you really can't, a lot of new artists could not establish themselves or emerge. We do have two songs on my list this year that from artists who have managed to do that despite everything. Denise is one of them. And
I was really relieved when you chose this song because I wanted Denise on my list. Denise is also one of my choices, even though she's not on my official 10 here. We can't put Onshaw on twice.
No, you're welcome. Basically. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what's your next choice?
Oh yeah, my next choice is a song called Anything by Adrian Lenker, who is from the band Big Thief. And this is from a kind of a double album that she released earlier this year in October called Songs Instrumental. I did warn you, so it would be sad. I absolutely inhaled this album this year when it came out. The instrumentals album came out first, and then it was followed by songs. And this song, along with one other, were two highlights for me. The other one is Zombie Girl. And I think Lenker, I think it's probably fair to say at this stage that she's one of the best songwriters like of her generation. She's absolutely astounding, and that's whether she's working with Big Thief or not. And this song, Anything, is a subtle, delicate, almost a whisper of a song. And she manages to, kind of in all her music, if not reach, then at least imply something almost celestial or otherworldly.
Yeah, it's her qualities, the magical qualities she has to her songwriting that very few people can do.
The word ethereal gets thrown around a lot, especially with female musicians, not always correctly, but I think it's a word that could definitely aptly describe her. And I just love the kind of one take feel of this, how the guitars and vocals are layered. I think they were layered on analog tape when she recorded it. And the lyrical themes in the song are kind of where she's most comfortable. She's singing about families, about the idea of belonging and not belonging, about love and loss. And it's also kind of a whole year in a song. She's referencing like Christmas, spring, summer, maybe autumn. I can't remember. And I think the chorus is as kind of as intimate and straightforward as we get with her. It's not, it's kind of, she's brilliant at flitting between the specificities and really intimate moments and then kind of grander statements. But then she kind of ties that all together with that gorgeous chorus here that is just so straightforward and so down the middle. It's almost brittle, but it's just ultimately brilliant. And again, I'm going to be saying this a lot, but this was a song that I heard this year at a point when I was just kind of done with listening to new music. I just couldn't get my head around like being excited about new music for a week or so when this came out in October, or before October when the song came out. And I heard this and I was like, ah, yes, there we go. There's the feeling again. There's the absolute hurt in my heart listening to this. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I actually haven't got around to listening to the album yet still. I've been waiting for a quiet moment to do so, but I better hurry up. Because it's albums, putting together albums of the year at the moment, and I do have a Spotify playlist of albums that I've yet to really properly listen to yet, and this is on it. I've dug back into it a bit, but not this album just yet. But have you read...
It's a nice one to go for a walk with.
Yeah. Have you read the New Yorker profile with her from a few weeks ago?
Yes. Yeah, I read it a few weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, a very good
read.
She's
a really interesting character, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, that was Adrian Lenker. The song was called Anything. My next choice is from a Cork artist called Yankee, and this song is called Lucy.
Getting colder, but something in the way you give me the cold shoulder says I know that the world is slowly getting colder. Huh.
That is Yankee, that is Cork artist Graham Cooney, who recently moved to London, as far as I know. And he's been making these kind of quietly beautiful lo-fi, dreamy indie funk jams for a couple of years now. And I think this is my favourite one. It's just one of those lovely songs that I just keep coming back to this year, and I felt it was nice to give it a bit of a spotlight this time around. Yeah, I think Yankee's brilliant, and I'd love to see him live, and I don't know if I ever will because of what's happened, but he was supposed to play a gig at some point in 2020, and then that didn't happen, obviously. So it remains a recorded material only kind of vibe, and I'm okay with it. There's elements of this that remind me of the more psychedelic laid-back stuff that Unknown Mortal Orchestra do as well. But I think I just love it. I love this. I think it's a lot of imagination and production news gone into this as well, in terms of, you know, an artist doing them all on his own. I think for that reason as well, there's a lot that Graham Cooney should be proud about. There's a lot of it's very interesting. A lot, you know, for example, yesterday I listened to 187 songs or thereabouts from Irish artists, because that's what I do. Every week, and it was probably the last time this year I'm going to do the Irish tracks of the week. And it's very rare to find somebody who just like has that kind of production imagination and detail in and techniques and the abilities in their production to kind of make it sound like something really interesting, and like it's kind of fizzy. There's like imagination there. It's I just love it. I think Yankee's brilliant. So that's my shout for Yankee. For a song called awesome. Lucy.
Great. My next song is, for the second year in a running, my my most played artist on my Spotify Wrapped. It is a song called If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know.
By who?
It's from the album Notes in a Conditional Form, which came out in May 2020, and it's by the 1970s.
Gotta go.
I cannot believe that the 1975 Notes on a Conditional Form was in fact this year, and we did review it in a long form podcast on its own. My God, 22 songs.
I lost my mind that week. I was reading like scholarly articles about Gen Z. I went fully in that week.
So far removed from the, it's funny, like I kind of felt like I hadn't heard much about it yet because I haven't seen that many end of year lists, so I kind of forgot it was this year. So are the 1975, just about this song, let's maybe not go into the whole, are they the Duran Duran of 2020? Who knows? That song kind of has that vibe to it.
Do we need a Duran Duran of 2020? I don't know if we need
Duran Duran or the Duran Duran of 2020, I think.
Perhaps, yeah.
Duran.
So I think this is the only kind of straight up pop banger on my list. And it's a song that I think will help me look back at 2020 and not remember it as a completely depressing year. And while I had my issues with the 1975's album this year, that would probably take me another hour and a half to kind of actually delve into. This song is the absolute standout from that album. I'm quite protective of it because I first heard it at a gig, which is where lots of people gather in one place and watch a band performing live music.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I was there.
What a novel concept.
It was very odd. It was right before lockdown, and it was the last big thing I did. That and The Choice were kind of around the same time. And I remember I was there with Dave Hanratty of No Encore, and we kept up our like new tradition of going to see the 1975 together. And when this song came on, they were like, you know, this is a new song, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, just when that chorus kicked in, the two of us just kind of looked at each other and were like, banger, absolute banger. I made the point then that Matty Healy gets away with saying problematic things by putting the phrase "she said" in front of it. So she said, maybe I would like you better if you took off your clothes, when actually it's probably superfluous to the message and it's fine. But I mean, in terms of the song, it's a nostalgia-tinted banger that kind of joins the musical sensibilities of the past, like a kind of a 1980s John Hughes film maybe, with the perils and joys of online relationships today, which is what they do best, I think. And it's tongue-in-cheek, it's shamelessly earnest, it has the most glorious cheesy sax solo and these banging synths. It was a fucking tonic this year, and I cannot wait to dance to it at some stage. I hope somebody plays it in some bar when all this is over, and don't look at me sideways if I request it, because I'm holding on to that. I'm holding on to the idea that I can dance with my friends to this song. And yeah, it's one of the few songs this year that I just found myself like elated while I'm listening to it, not thinking about the pandemic, not thinking about anything really, just having a bop. And I also chose it because I think reviewing the 1975 on the podcast this year was just such an enjoyable thing to do. I really, really enjoyed getting into the album as much as I did. And I enjoyed our conversation around it. So I wanted to kind of mark that, because I think that was probably, in my opinion, that was our best album review this year.
It certainly was, probably the...
It was the most in-depth.
Yes, it was the most in-depth, but it was probably the most the one that felt like the most impactful album when it was coming out this year. It was the one that, like, there was hype around it. There was a lot of chat.
It was a moment. It was a whole thing. It was like, you know, the friends texting being like, a few minutes after midnight when it came out being like, are you listening to it? Or like even aforementioned Dave Hanratty, like having a chat with him the next day and him just saying, I'd give anything to be arguing over this album with you over a pint in the garage in town. Like it was one of the few moments this year where kind of everybody in music, whether it was like Irish music critics or this was a lot more global, it was like everybody had some kind of opinion on it, and it just felt exciting. It felt like a flurry, because this was May. We weren't sure how the rest of the year was going to go. We weren't sure if we were going to get a lot of big releases, so I think we all kind of grabbed this with both hands and sunk our teeth into it.
This album and Taylor Swift's album were probably the two big, you know,
were the two moments.
big, huge releases this year. And we went in depth on both of them on previous episodes. So yeah, I actually, I like this song a lot because I can listen to it without having to think about the whole album all at once. Because I did kind of go through it. I did kind of go through it during the week, just being like, there are a few songs that I kind of, I think are good on it, but there's a lot of like...
Well, people can go to my, I have a playlist on my Spotify called Cliff Notes for Conditional Form, which are the best songs, in my opinion, on the album in an order that I think works better than what they actually released. So you can go to my Spotify to have a look at that.
What is your Spotify, Andrea?
Oh, it's a load of numbers, actually. But if you go to my Substack, you can find my Spotify through one of the playlists on my Substack.
Give her money to get the link.
Yes, yes. No, you don't have to give me money.
Oh, do not? Okay.
You can just sign up. You can sign up for free.
AndreaCleary.substack.com, if I believe correctly.
That's the one.
Very good. Well, while we're on the plugging ourselves, bud, I may as well mention that as it's December, and as you know, we have a Patreon that luckily in a year of a pandemic has been supporting both me personally and everybody else. But mostly at the moment, it's been me because I just, like, everything's dead. And so to mark the end of year, I think what I'm going to be doing is the 12 playlists of Christmas. So leading up to Christmas Day, I'm going to be dropping a playlist every day on the Patreon only for members. So if you want to join the 160, 70 people maybe that are on that at the moment, you can hit up patreon.com/909. And by the 12th or 13th or 14th of December, I will be posting a playlist every day up until Christmas. So, and one of them is the best of 2020 in disco, because I made that playlist this week and it's a lot of fun. And I'm enjoying making playlists. I'm kind of like mind mapping all of my listening into different playlists and stuff at the moment. So it's very interesting. I've enjoyed it a lot. That's patreon.com/909. Thank you for that. And for anyone especially who supports us as is. All right, our next song is one of both of our favorites. It is from C-Matt. It is I Wanna Be a Cowboy, Baby.
Baby.
I won't be much you say.
Okay, that was C-Matt with I Wanna Be a Cowboy Baby, a song inspired by a vine, and just one of the examples of why C-Matt brightened up our 2020. She released her first single in April this year, Another Day KFC, and after being in a band called Bad C, I really felt like C-Matt was the true embodiment of C-Matt as a musical project, and just really, you know, leaning into her influences and loves the likes of country music, as you can hear there. Obviously, it's a song called Cowboy that'll obviously give you some country vibes. But generally, you know, here is an artist who has made a huge impact on the Irish music scene this year by virtue of just being A great songwriter, releasing three great songs, and B, having a very interesting and fun personality, and C, doing stuff like eating, chicken wings and chicken nuggets on Instagram Live. I don't know if you did you watch Other Voices last night?
I did. I saw her clips when she was eating the deep fried. I'm actually. I'm eating right now.
Yes, you are.
So this is my tribute to C-Matt.
You're eating. fair. But yeah, she was on with The Voices last night, the first broadcast from Dingle.
She's fantastic. Like her voice when she's singing live, like when she sings a song like this or when she sings a song like KFC, it's like the song is already so fully formed, even in its acoustic form, that anything that she adds onto it in terms of production is a bonus. And Seema is another artist who was on my list and then I took off because we can't have her twice. But like, it's the year of Seema and Denise Tyler.
Absolutely. The only artists like, who broke through this year in terms of Irish artists, yeah, for sure. And I think the thing about Seema is that, like, she's clearly has a love of great pop music, of great pop songwriting, and that's all can be heard there as well. And, you know, there's a sadness and a yearning to this song that, you know, on the surface, it sounds like a lovely kind of country song, but it's quite, you know, like all country songs, it has a, its relative cheeriness is belied by what beneath it, and even in the lyrics there, you see, always the cowboy, never the cow. I hate the way my life turned out. There's a line there that really sticks out towards the end. I want to stop relying on men who are bigger than me. So there's a lot in that song that, you know, on the surface, it may sound like a nice, like, not upbeat song, but it's kind of it can feel like a cheery kind of country pop song, but there's a lot more going on there.
I think that's the magic of Seema, is that she can come out and very humbly say, oh, this is a song that I wrote about a vine, and then it's just this completely heartbreaking, earnest, beautiful story about loneliness. And she's magic. She's absolutely magic.
It's a heartbreaker. We will be talking to Seema in a special episode at some point this month before Christmas, so do listen out for that. But in the meantime, it is Andrea Cleary's choice of the next song of 2020. What have you gone with?
My next song is from the album The New Abnormal, which came out in April 2020 by The Strokes, and it is the song Bad Decisions.
I'm
Okay, that was The Strokes with Bad Decision. So Andrea, let me know.
So this came out in April 2020, which was a weird time. And yeah, this isn't necessarily, I think initially it was my favorite song on the album, but that has since changed. But we'll more than likely talk more about that next week. But Bad Decisions was the first song that we heard from The Strokes this year. And it came along with the announcement that there was going to be a new album. And when a band like The Strokes announces a new album, it's kind of like, it's a nerve-wracking experience because they've obviously had some of the best albums ever made, and they've also had not so good albums too. So when a band that means as much to me as The Strokes is like, yeah, we're going to come back, I'm like, oh God, what
does it
mean?
Which Strokes are we getting?
So which Strokes are we getting? Exactly. And then Bad Decisions came out, and it was just such a, like, it was just such a straightforward reminder of like why I love them and have always loved them. This song, I think, could be from one of their earlier records in terms of its style. And it just reminded me how much like the band kind of means to me, what they did for my music taste growing up. And I was so excited and happy that they decided to kind of do an homage to their own sound without getting kind of too meta and of themselves about it. I think the guitar line in this is the thing that kind of grabbed me initially, and it still does. It's kind of both buoyant and melancholic at the same time, and the drums kind of keep pace really brilliantly. The only time I played my guitar this year was to learn this song, and that was kind of April-ish. I just became really obsessed with it, and it was while Taylor Swift and the 1975 were like the big releases kind of more globally, and in terms of pop, The Strokes was probably the big release for me. And it obviously came towards the beginning of the pandemic as well. So it was like, it was just something to lean into and be like, hey, I'm spending a lot of time at home now, I might as well just like listen to the new Strokes record over and over and over again. But yeah, I adore this song. It, like I mentioned about another song before, like it is, there's nothing superfluous in it. I think it's kind of, it's just perfect. Like there's nothing in it I would take out. There's nothing more I ask of it. It's just, it is, and it's beautiful. I love it.
Very good. Yeah, I think The Strokes album this year was a lot of people's, it was a saver for a lot of people. Certainly yeah. Friends of mine who I've talked to said, yeah, thank God for that Strokes record. I just was really glad it existed. And you're like, cool, that was a really good time for a good Strokes record to arrive.
Yeah.
So absolutely agreed. All right. My next song is actually from an album we reviewed very recently. It is from The Vision, and it is called Heaven, featuring Andrea Triana. And it sounds like this.
Just give me something, babe. Feel like I'm going crazy. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. When the streets are burnt and the world keeps turning, there's nothing that I can hold on to. Just give me something, babe. Feel like I'm going crazy. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. When the streets are burnt and the world keeps turning, there's nothing that I can hold on to.
Okay, that was The Vision. We reviewed this in our last episode, I believe. The album, The Vision, from Ben.
No, that was like 6 months ago.
That was it's Con and West, Ben Westbeach's project with Andrea Triana on vocals. Very much like classic disco and house record on Defected. Really just perfect, lovely dance music. Very nostalgic and warm, and this song has given me a lot of joy this year, and that's why I included it here. I think it was just one of those. I love the sentiment as well. It was one of those. Actually, it was one of those songs I think I picked. I do get asked to do some sync music sync every now and again, and I picked this song. I suggested this song for an ad for a well-known alcohol brand when everyone thought that lockdown wasn't going to last that long and we'd be going back to pubs, but didn't work out like that.
Those are the days.
Either way, but yeah, so I think great song from The Vision. The song's called Heaven, featuring Andrea Triana. Andrea Cleary, what is your next song?
Yes. My next song is on my list in front of me. It is Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes by Soccer Mommy from her album Color Theory, which came out in February of this year. That's Soccer Mommy. Yellow's Color of Her Eyes from Color Theory, which came out in February, which is another album that I was fully convinced came out last year. Very odd year this year. So technically this song came out in late 2019 as a single, but I'm including it here because I didn't hear it last year. I didn't hear it until this year. It's a 7 minute long, dreamy epic that deals with illness, avoidance, and kind of dealings with the existential. And it takes its time. It's a slow burner, while kind of keeping your interest the whole way through. I think her voice and her lyrics are really captivating. This is probably the strongest she is lyrically on the album. And it's kind of steeped in this idea of like this dichotomy between youth and experience. Like, it's the voice of somebody who's kind of experienced too much for such a young age, which I think she does really well actually across the whole album, but particularly on this song. And I think, yeah, in the idea that she's wise beyond her years is definitely there. Like, she's seeking this emotional truth through her own experience. And this song might be the most personal on the album. It's about her mother's illness. And like musically, it's this kind of almost shoegazy flurry of fuzzy guitars and Wurlitzers and Mellotron. And I think it's a really considered song. It was brave to make it as long as she did, but it's got a really cracking outro in it as well, and really kind of builds up to this moment where it all kind of is torn asunder and falls apart. I think it's a fantastic album. If anybody hasn't listened to the Soccer Mommy album, it's one of my favorites that have come out this year, but particularly this song. Like, you don't feel the 7 minutes going by at all, and this was a song that I kind of kept going back and listening to throughout the year.
And Soccer Mommy, a song is called Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes. Our next song is by Run the Jewels, and it's Just, featuring Pharrell Williams and Zach De La Rocha.
Mastered economics, cause you took yourself from squalor. Slay. Mastered academics, cause your grace said you were scholar. Slay. Mastered Instagram, cause you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it?
Yeah. Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
Been it time, I'm on mine, I be minding mine. Every time, on my grind, I'm just trying to shine. Make a dollar, government, they want a dozen dimes. The petty kind might kill you cause they see you shine. I done had to have a talk with myself many times. Am I a hypocrite cause I know I did plenty crime. I get broke too many times, I might slang some pines. You believe corporations running marijuana. And your country getting ran by a casino owner.
Ooh.
Pedophile sponsor all these fucking racist bastards. And I told you once before that you should kill your master. Now that's the line that's probably gonna get my ass up.
Master of these politics, you swear that you got options. Right? Master of opinion, cause you vote with the white collar. Right? The 13th Amendment says that slavery's abolished.
Yeah.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Okay, that's Run the Jewels with Just, featuring Pharrell Williams and Zach De La Rocha. In a year where the Black Lives Matter movement really ignited itself around the world after the murder of George Floyd, it's worth remembering what happened to him. He was killed by a police officer after he was knelt on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The RTJ4 album arrived shortly after that, and while they always have been somewhere between cartoon punk agitators and artists who talked about the ills of the world and raged against those kind of things, there was a particular pertinence to their album this year. In here with Just in particular, really, I mean, there's Walking in the Snow from the album is probably more pertinent to the whole Black Lives Matter movement in terms of its lyrics, but overall, like, you know, it did give it an extra heightened feelings and significance to their what they were talking about with Killer Mike and LP on this album. And even that is just look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar. Hits home even harder this year, in a year where, you know, I mean, Trump was inciting violence and against minority and black people. It is indicative. It is very much, I really felt like when that album arrived, it was very much of its time. It arrived at the right time. I felt like it was great to have music that was directly speaking to what was happening in America as well. But on a surface level, we'll probably talk about Run the Jewels next week, but on a surface level, this song is just an absolute banger. Like, it's just one of those, like,
yeah,
that beat, it's everything that, you know, it's like, oh, we basically made an NERD Neptune's Pharrell beat and then asked him to appear on it. And he does something a bit different as well. So it's just and then Zach De La Rocha, I think the third or fourth time that they've, fourth time, I think he's done every album, that he's collaborated with Run the Jewels, and another great verse from him. So yeah, one of those ones I went back to an awful lot when I could have chose really any song from Run the Jewels album. This was the one I went.
My next song is from Sharon Van Etten. It's called Let Go. It's a single that I don't believe is attached to an album, and it came out in October 2020.
Identity only to then leave it behind.
That is Sharon Van Etten with Let Go, which is a standalone track that she released along with a film called Feels Good Man, which is a documentary about the guy who created the Pepe the Frog meme and how it's kind of been stolen and appropriated by the alt-right and white supremacists. I haven't actually seen the film yet. I'm dying to see it. I have to just get my hands on it somewhere.
Is it out?
As far as I know, it's out. It's at least out in America. I'm not sure if it's coming to streaming services here. So yeah, so the song kind of takes on the experience and persona of somebody who has created and lost something, but she doesn't go to pains to kind of tie it to any singular thing. It's this kind of universal thing that you can, you know, write a song about a guy who made a meme and make it completely universal. It's another slow build. I think that that's a bit of a theme in my list this year. It takes its time to kind of set the scene before this kind of exploding in this joyous declaration of like letting go. The guitars were what kind of hit me initially with this, and how they kind of swirl around each other.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
It's just gorgeous. Yeah, it really, and it, that those guitars really set up the melody for this kind of vocal round that she does in the outro. So it's really, really well done. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's an affirmative song about something as specific as someone taking your meme, and she just finds universality in that theme and has created a track that is worthy of any of her albums, certainly. And in my opinion, one of the best songs of the year.
Very good. That is Sharon Van Etten. The song is called Let Go. We will continue because we have still a few to get through, longer than usual, as ever, of course. End of the year, it's bound to be. Okay, my next song is from Fortet. It is called Baby. It sounds like this. Gata's Fortet, that is one of the highlights from his 16 Oceans album this year. Again, another album that I was kind of surprised it was this year. That is a sample of Ellie Goulding. That song was kind of knocking around for a while and finally was released this year. I don't know if it's a sample or like she came in to sing it. It's not really quite clear. I don't think I've ever found that out. But the other thing that this is very visual music for me. I find it very visual. And also it has a great music video for this, which is mostly just like fancy drone footage with effects on it that I actually watched quite a lot this year. I was like, this is great and I love it.
Yeah.
And I think what I love about this is that while it has that upbeat percussiveness to it, it also has this lovely ambient kind of meandering that goes on in the background, which is when Forte is at his best. He has that ability to create this kind of 4/4 dance music, but also like very much like bird song and ambient noise in there that never really feels out of place. And he's a master at doing that, that duality of bringing those kind of two things together. And this was the one that I went back to a lot this year. Usually there's a Fortet song every year that I'm like, yeah, that's the one for me. And this was this one this year.
My next song is the saddest song on the list. So bear with me, listeners. It comes back up after this. This is Angel Olsen from her album Whole New Mess, which came out in August, and the song is Waving Smiling.
Well, you're on your own when you are arriving.
Can you just listen to her all day?
Yes, I have done that.
Like, you might get sad, but
yeah, I don't find her music sad in lots of ways. I think it's such a, she has such a wonderful,
it's melancholy.
Yeah, but she has
such
a beautiful voice that, you know, it's not really something that I feel gives me a lot of emotion, but in a nice way.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. Looking out the window of a bus while it's raining and pretending you're the main character in a film kind of stuff where you're just like, oh, I'll find something to be sad about while I'm listening to this, because I feel like that's the best way to listen to it. But yeah, I mean, I think Angel, you and I have spoken about this before, but I think that Angel Olsen, where it's just her voice and her guitar, is her at her best. And I mean, this song is just so beautiful, so classically beautiful. Like, it's a very simple song, but it's so stripped down that even like the slightest change of a chord that you're not quite expecting can feel huge in it. And I think we heard a bit of that in that clip there. It starts off somber, but I think the switch in the register in the second verse where she goes up that octave is where it really catches you. It's like, it's this warble, this like kind of like cry, lump in your throat kind of sound. And I think it's for her saying goodbye to something that once defined you. I think you could reshoot the final scene in The Graduate with this song and it would work perfectly. It has that feeling of endings and kind of being okay with it while still allowing the emotions of it to overtake you at times. And yeah, like I said, you know, it's that simple chord movement, very simple guitar picking, but it's these foregrounded, like intensely wounded vocals that I think make this song so affecting.
Yeah, it is one of the only original songs and two original songs on this album this year. So it was also nice to hear that the other one is called,
oh, I can't remember. The other one was
Whole
was
New
actually,
Mess is the title. Yeah, so that was that.
Whole New Mess was, I actually had Whole New Mess on this list this morning and then I changed it.
Listen, I just did that for the next song because I couldn't decide which one I should play. So I'm trying to get to my next song is from an artist called Berwyn, and he had two songs this year. One is, the first one I heard was called Glory, and it was a fantastic song. It was really intimate and real beautiful and brittle. But I just switched it out for a second one, which is called Trap Phone. He is an East London musician who recently featured on Everything Is Recorded, at the LP on XL Records. Let me just play this is Trap Phone from Berwyn.
Trap Phone. There's love deeper than missionaries. I know you're only called to wish me well. Hear me out, I got something to say. Today they caught my boy slipping and stabbing. To you it's just another episode of this madness. To you it's just another black you in his antics. But oh here, man, when it rains it pours. It leaves puddles on floors, it leaves mothers distraught. You know your mum doesn't deserve half of the stress that you've bore. I know your mum, that's a good woman, G. Trust me, good to the core. I used to see your mum every time I go visit mine in prison. Working nights at the front desk just trying to feed her children. But still you playing games, games. Don't get me wrong, you're not the only one here trying to be champion. I'm just saying today champions who you almost became. But you don't seem to see it the same. And you and your brother, you're both just like brothers to me. So if you go, it leaves a hole in my soul. And if they have a funeral for you, I probably won't even go. I don't be crying in front of people, I only cry on my own.
call me on my trap phone. There's love deeper than wishing wells. I know you're only called to wish me well.
Me, I'm doing fine. You know me, young B, greased lightning, always smiling. I just wonder if you're fine on the other side. Cause everybody has their struggles and their battle cries. But just call me on my trap phone.
Okay, that was Berwyn. Song is called Trap Phone. Yeah, one of those kind of very confessional, kind of intimate songs that has a lot of emotion to it. That feel very real, you know. There are details there that seem very autobiographical, and it goes into a well of emotion that I wasn't expecting. And I think there's a lot of this kind of music here and there every time this year. There's a lot of kind of R&B kind of stuff, but a lot of it doesn't kind of reach that level of depth for me. And I think Berwyn has done that. Frequently, he had an album out this year called, I think it was called just Demo Tape, Vega, and those two songs, Glory and Trap Phone, were the standouts for me, and definitely one I wanted to include here because I just felt like it was very different than anything else we had.
So my next song is not from an album, it's a single that came out in July of this year. It is by Merle and it's called Till the Wheels Fall Off.
Monkey chants in the stadium, Jackie Chan in his cranium. If he could, he'd be schooling him and live again, carry on through holograms. Roaches on my timeline, they don't like me, but they want mine. My iris is the color of a stop sign. Unlike my missus, I am not fine. Sticks are higher than a cow on cannabis. I stay on side in the grill, I wear the banner is. Laugh aloud just to cover up the cowardice that I resulted from investing where the manner is. I see you get away with things that I never will. I close my eyes hoping I'm dreaming, but I know it's real. Buying time to plan my get out. Jordan Peele, why the Daily News say he can't? I be man of steel. My arms strong from holding back on all fronts. I know things that I've reached spots it's sore ones. Unbeknown to hot spots, I kept mum. Spare your kids the wrath. If you're that dumb,
you can't hide forever. Nobody's safe here unless we all are. You can't hide forever. Nobody's safe here unless we all are.
That's our dear sweet Merle, a man who has never watched a film twice. That's 100% true. I love this song. I think Merle is a masterful lyricist. Like, he can say so much just condensed down into these brilliant images. I think Till the Wheels Fall Off for me captures something really important about this year in Irish music, which is, you know, an open conversation about racism in Ireland, which is important, but I think equally as important is a celebration of Irish black voices, their talent, their enthusiasm, as we've seen this year. It's just been an insane year for all the Limerick lads who are just lads and ladies who are just absolutely smashing it. And yeah, I think for me the best hip hop is an invitation to think and speak and act. And while Merle is framing this conversation around kind of racism in the Premier League and his own experiences here in Ireland, he's also kind of encouraging and inviting everybody to think about their actions and how they affect other people. But he's doing it in just this incredibly stylish, gorgeous song that, you know, I don't know if that's a sample that he's using in the beat.
Yeah,
but
I don't think so. I don't know.
I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. The kind of, that kind of clashing of it and this like really bombastic, slick bass that comes in. It's just pure joy. And, you know, I can't think of a more appropriate message for 2020 than Ain't Nobody Safe Here Unless We All Are. It that kind of spider webs into all of the conversations that we're having this year. The video is absolutely fantastic as well. And I'm just so excited for Merle. I'm so excited for the career that he's like gonna have, because he's gonna be one of our major exports, I feel. And what a nice guy too, like just unbelievably.
Yeah, even last week had a new song with Kobina as Ragera, I believe.
Absolutely gorgeous track. Really, so really gorgeous.
He's not done yet. And we're not done with Limerick yet either. Because we have to go to Limerick, because this is the song that was just pure hype this year. It is from God Knows. So the three have now been mentioned. We've got Denise, God Knows, and Merle in this list.
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of Limerick.
This is the Who's Asking remix featuring Strange Boy Nature, Hazy Haze, Gavin Da Vinci, Cert One on the beat, and Citrus Fresh as well. Yeah, this song and this video gave me so much passion,
life,
and energy.
It gave me
this
life.
Year. Yeah, it did. It really did. So let's hear Who's Asking. There it is.
Say Irish, KD LaFosta call me Sensei Irish. Big girl energy, don't need a remedy, cause I'm the artist on the centerpiece. Black girl Irish, can't say Irish, KD LaFosta call me Sensei Irish. Big man energy, don't need a remedy, cause I'm the artist. What? Liberated, liberated. Look at everything that the Father created. I know I'm a king, I know I'm a places. I'm not paying anyone rent for me to claim it.
You don't know me, bro. You don't know me though. Nah, he don't know me though. Acting like you wanna know me, so nobody know me, so all rap fam homegrown heroes. He just don't know you, no. Fuck with all, we got all in gold. You don't know me.
Who's asking again? Pass me a pass on the pen. We're up in the levels again. Yeah. I'm a pagan. You claim not to love, but you are faking. I am just a fool, very vacant. Don't pop off, you don't you amaze me. I worship the moon, I'm a pagan. You claim not to love, but you are faking. I am just a fool, very vacant. Don't pop off, you don't you amaze me.
I believe I'm self-made. I drew the blueprints and templates. Under the nuke, it's a sunset. Sunset on the sensei. Let the moon fade, here's French way. Full of 10 days with a red face. Stay the same as in the fucking stress way. I'm about being raised in an estate. Stuff in a cycle loop. Yes, we need like cycling through. In the cycle loop, yes, we can let cycling through. The cycle loop, loop. Cycling through, through. The cycle loop, loop.
Kill everybody in my way. Everybody in amateur begging for the fame. Everybody lacking, everybody lame. Tore my heart right out of my chest and I poured that.
It is hard for me to turn that down because it's one of those songs that just like,
where
just
would you get it?
Repeat. Well, it seems you would get it in Limerick in the main. Yep. That's where it's coming from. That's where all these artists are from. Other than Cert One, who did the production, who's based in Liverpool. Strange Boy, Citrus Fresh, Hazy Haze, Denise Chyla, God Knows, Gavin Da Vinci. In many ways, we're like PX Music, we're the dominant collective in Irish music this year. They really did a lot of stuff. They played a lot of live stream gigs. They played with Denise and Merle and God Knows in the National Concert Hall this year as well. And did their own stuff as well. The only sad thing about it is that we were supposed to put on a gig with all of these people in March, and it's still pending. Eventually it will happen.
I'd say you can charge more money for that at this stage now.
We've already sold too many tickets to actually put it on in, under restrictions, so I don't know how we're going to make this happen, but we will see when things open up a bit more. This is the Who's Asking remix. What else can I say about it that hasn't already been said? And what I will say is that the video gives this song a real energy and focus. And then of course we had the East Coast version as well, and apparently there may be other versions on the way, and that was always maybe the plan. So look, it's just an absolute like posse cut banger, and no one else but God Knows would have brought these people together in the same way, and shouts to God Knows for doing that.
And I think to that end, to kind of to God Knows is like position in the Irish scene. Like, he is one of the most humble people I've ever met for somebody that holds so much influence. And everybody who is on this track brought the same energy as fucking Nicki Minaj doing her monster verse. Like, this was the moment for all of them, and you can really feel that energy in it. They all brought their absolute A game. And it's just a load of musicians just doing what they do best with this intense energy. Like, it makes me want to like fight people, but also hug my friends, and it just makes me feel a lot of things at once. And it gives me more energy than I've kind of had all year. Even just listening to that like short clip that we both listened to there, I'm just like, yeah, I'm pumped. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes me want to fist pump the air every time I listen to it. I'm like, fuck yeah, these people are absolutely nailing it, and I can't believe they're all on the same track and it's doing it, and they're doing it, and they're all matching each other, and like, there's not a bad verse on it, and everyone represents themselves in their own unique way. And yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. That is the Who's Asking remix from God Knows and Friends. Okay, our last song. My hands are in the air. Yes. I'm fist pumping. What is our last track of songs of 2020, Andrea?
My last song is from an Irish band called Pillow Queens, from the album In Waiting, which came out in September 2020. And the song is called Holy Show.
Peaks in front of me, if you're still waiting now. I'm still a baby, if you're still waiting outside. I've got your eyes and cheeks in front of me, filling the space between my thighs. I roll you up and crack you up.
Hey, that's Pillow Queens. You picked my favorite song from their album.
Yay. It was kind of a toss up between this and Liffy, but I think this is the song that kind of grabbed me most from their album this year. And I mean, what atmosphere. I think it has the same kind of quality as the Wolf Alice song, Don't Delete the Kisses, in that I remember listening to the song Exploder for the Wolf Alice song. And the band mentioned that they wanted to create this kind of atmosphere where you're really far away at a festival and you hear your favorite song and you're like running with your friends to like go and catch it. And I think that this song has that same quality. It has that kind of intensity. You want to grab the people around you and kind of be with them in it, which makes it a really sad song to listen to this year, but makes me really excited to see them live. And it is another slow burner to kind of close off my list. I think slow burner is, like I said, probably the theme of my year. And I think Holy Show is just completely boundless in its atmosphere. It's probably the first signal that we heard of that particularly mature sound that we heard more on the album than we did from the kind of previous singles from Pillow Queens. I think lyrically, it's brilliant storytelling, focusing on the kind of the intimate moments that make up a relationship. And musically, it just grows into this like emotional cacophony, this anthemic outro, which I'm really actually starting to associate with this band. Like, it goes without saying that they're all excellent musicians, but I think they're really, really good at building on simple ideas until they become all like emotionally almost too much to handle by the end of it. It's a really lovely, earnest song, and I think it's Pillow Queens at their best so far. If I heard this live today, after like the time I've spent with it this year, I think I'd just start bawling crying. Like I just wouldn't be able to handle it. So yeah,
it's going to be a lot of tears in 2021.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. 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 Hopefully good tears. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think probably worth saying that the album was produced by Tommy McLaughlin as well. So adding to that atmosphere on this song in terms of production. So yeah, really good album from Pillow Queens called In Waiting. Right, that is it for our 20 songs of the year. You got to stop sometime.
We did it.
And we're going to stop there. And yeah. Next week we will be talking about albums of the year as well. And then the week after that, we'll be doing our annual podcast awards, which could be all and everything. You know.
I'll try not to get too drunk and cry this year, but I can't promise anything.
Okay, well, I am thinking about maybe, you know, special categories that could suit this year.
Yeah, if anybody has any, get in touch with us. If you have a song that or a live performance or something that hit you this year, but it wouldn't necessarily fit into like best songs of the year or best album. If you have a best sax solo, if you've anything like that, hit us up on Twitter and we'll definitely consider those categories. Because the podcast awards is very loosey goosey. So
yeah, it's the bits in between that don't really make sense in songs or albums or anything like that. So
yeah,
that's what we'll be talking about. And then we'll have an episode with CMAT as well this month. So do look out for that.
Busy.
You've been listening to the 909 podcast. Thank you very much. We had a good year according to our Spotify Wrapped podcasting. Yes. And so
hello to all our new listeners in Canada, where we have grown quite a bit apparently. So hi everyone.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, me neither. Thanks for listening.
Maybe did Canada only get Spotify this month or this year or something? I don't know.
God knows. Now we've offended everyone from Canada. Please keep listening.
I presume it's Irish people in Canada. So
I'm assuming
you,
so too.
Whoever you are. Okay, that is it from us this week. I've been Niall and she's been Andrea.
I have.
And
done my best.
And thank you very much, everybody. We will talk to you next week. And
bye. Wash your hands. Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.